And now, a new breakthrough in space conquests.
Okay, welcome to episode 6 of Startup Vietnam. I'm your host, Michael Claro. Today we're talking to Latif Sim from BeLive Technology. BeLive Technology offers fully customized live streaming platforms that give customers full ownership of user data, allow them to sell directly to consumers in the live stream, and takes customer engagement to the next level. Today we'll talk to Latif more about BeLive Technology and how they're changing the game when it comes to live streaming. Just a reminder, Startup Vietnam is brought to you by Chiquindo. Chiquindo is a leading market entry company in Southeast Asia, providing foreign businesses with a wide range of solutions for entering the markets of 8 different countries in Asia. To find out more about Chiquindo, visit chiquindo.vn. Okay, I'm here with Latif Sim from BeLive Technology. Latif, thanks for being on the podcast.
Yes, happy to be here, Michael.
So let's start with a product overview. What is BeLive Technology? What do you guys do?
Okay, so BeLive Technology is a solutions company, and we specialize in live streaming technology. So for BeLive, we help our clients build their own live streaming capabilities. And more importantly, on top of the live streaming capabilities, we also build for them interactive features for them to continue worsely engage their audience. So the idea is, once I go live, content should not be a one-way traffic. We embed or we build interactive features like live commerce, live shopping, gifting, polling, trivias, different interactive features so that the stream content can actually engage with the audience directly. So an example of an engagement, for example, if I am a concert organizer and I'm running a concert, right? During the concert, audience can actually choose to poll for the songs that they want to hear from the artist. So, traditionally concerts is run in a way where singers sing, that repertoire of, song choices that they want, right? But now in this day and age, the audience want to have a say, want to be involved in the content, and these are features which enable them to do so.
So it's a highly interactive live streaming platform. And in terms of ownership, is this something that is kind of a third party app for companies, or do they have complete ownership of the platform?
Oh, companies own the platform on their own. So traditionally, companies look for third party platforms like Facebook, YouTube to basically stream. But during this few months or years, we have seen a shift. Bigger companies or companies tend to want to own their own live streaming platform, right? Because I think the salient benefits are there in terms of branding. Now the live streaming sits on their app, sits on their website. So you actually get, say, I am Nike, right? I see nike.com/live. I don't see, facebook.com/Nike. It's a bit different. So I own that particular streaming domain, right? I can produce the content that sits on my website. I get to drive customers to my website. And of course, data, which is key for many of the businesses, they get to keep it, right? So if they were to leverage on third party, for example, they won't know, they don't have very clear visibility of who watches the stream, at which point the users enter, at which point the user exits, or even, how many times do I click on the cart button, for example. So these kind of data are important for many businesses because it's part of the marketing matrix that they look out for. So when you have your own live streaming engine, that's when you get, not only the benefits of having visibility to who watches your stream, but also the branding aspects of it.
Like you say, complete control of the data, so you can see the user engagement, how they're interacting, when they're leaving, comments they're making. I know you guys have a pretty cool machine learning sort of prototype going on where you can sort of register the sentiment of the interaction. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So we are building this sentiment engine specifically for live streaming. So that engine basically looks at the interactions of the audiences between themselves and the stream, that's when we start populating the sentiments of the audience, right? So I'll understand how the audience perceive on various domains, such as how I perceive that particular product that you are trying to sell to me, or how I perceive the particular host that's hosting the entire live stream. So that's important, right? So for many brands who say wants to do a product launch, and when they start selling, that's when they know what are the sentiments that's associated with the product, whether they are generally positive, and even if they're positive, what about the product they are happy about, right? Is it the price? Is it the functionality? Or is it the looks? So these are different strengths or different areas which I think brands can capitalize on, right, using AI and machine learning. Yeah, so the engine is currently on the way. We are scheduled to release it in quarter four this year.
Awesome. And I know, you know, a big part of this customer engagement here is actually these brands creating their own programming channels where they have shows and, you know, things like educational content and interactive content. Can you give me some examples of how some of your clients are using this technology to, you know, in the terms of programming to boost engagement?
Right. So mainly we a lot of our clients, we are very deep in live commerce, in the e-commerce sector. That's when many of the clients try to replicate that entire retail experience virtually. So, you know, in a traditional setting where the shop resides in a mall, for example, whenever you step into a shop, you actually get to have a retail assistant right beside you. So in terms of questions, you know, you can ask anything about a product and the response will be instant, right? So the retail assistant will probably tell you, oh, I have this in this color. There are five other colors which are available. They come in, you know, sizes 5 to 9, for example. And now they are trying to replicate it virtually. So we are very deep in that e-commerce space because the use case is very strong, right? So in other areas, I think in terms of engagement, many of our clients use the video technology to actually continuously engage with the audience, because now the audience would ask questions through the chat function, right? So the host will actually look at the chats and the questions, right? And they are actually responding to it. Yeah, so they are responding to the questions, they're responding to the queries, they are responding to actions by the audience. And most of them would also include features like the polling, right? Say, for example, if they take up two pairs of shoes, right? And they're making a comparison and they say, oh, in your opinion, which color is more appealing to you, for example. And that's when the audience will start polling for it, and they will run campaigns, they will run giveaways, they will run lucky draws based on all these different engagement campaigns. Yeah. So we see a lot of use cases, not only in e-commerce, but we have clients from the property sector, right, where they showcase properties, whether it's commercial or residential. They will do a walkthrough of the entire property. You know, that's when the viewers can ask questions, hey, how big is the space, you know, what kind of finishing, and then they will zoom in into the queries right on the spot, right? So we have property, we have events company, we have broadcasters. Yeah. So another interesting phenomenon is shoppable videos, right? So we have quite a few broadcasters which broadcast events, and during that events, they also allow people to shop for goods or merchandise or items which are streaming during that event. Yeah, so very, very interesting developments right now. Yeah, that we are seeing. Latest interesting use case that I'm seeing is actually from a producer. So this particular producer creates short stories, right? So say, for example, he's creating a 10 episode story, right, in 10 different episodes of 30 minutes. So to him, he wanted to create the first episode, and he wants the audience to actually poll for the next 10 episodes in terms of how the developments of the story would be like. So for example, episode one, I show you the movie, right, the story. For episode two, I'll tell you a few options. tell me what do you want to see in episode two. So for example, the main character gets married, or the main character has a girlfriend, or the main character decides to, you know, find something else, right? So he wants content to be co-created together with the audience. And that's something that's very, very new, right? Especially in this age. And he terms it as a decentralization of content creation. So very, very interesting way and approach of building short stories.
Very cool.
So that's one of the engagement strategies which many of our clients use as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
almost like choose your own adventure storytelling. You know, I remember when I was a kid, we had these books and
A little bit like Blair Witch Project, but then now the audiences can decide, you know, how it's going to pan out in the next few episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And obviously, you know, a lot of retail companies would be very interested in this to showcase their products, to educate the audience about their products. I know you had mentioned before L'Oreal doing sort of educational things for makeup. How about monetization pathways for this platform? Are there consumers able to purchase directly through the platform?
Yes, that's right. So monetization is key for live streaming. Right, so on top of live commerce, it's quite clear. During the stream, they can actually see catalog, they can browse the catalog all within the stream. And when they cut out, they don't even leave that stream. Right, so the stream goes into a PI picture-in-picture mode. They can do their checkout, and then the stream goes back into full screen mode. Yeah, so a lot of times, I think now currently, a lot of integration pushes the buyer out to a separate website. But for us, when we build for the client, everything is held within the stream and everything is seamless so that you have the less likelihood of people dropping out during the sales. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So monetization, that's one of the monetization model. Recently, we have another client called Hyperlife, right? So they are really a digital platform that allows businesses to monetize from the audience in the most interactive and engaging manner. So they run events, so they have monetization channels like ticketing, right? So during the live stream, they can monetize through ticketing, they can monetize through live commerce, they can monetize through gifting, huge phenomena in China, now trickling down in Asia, audience giving virtual gifts to the host or to the event. And then lastly, they have features like pay to poll, very, very unique use case, especially for pageants. So that particular platform, they run beauty pageants, right? So audience actually want to poll for their favorite contestants, and all the polls are actually paid polls. Okay. So it's almost like your American Idol, right? So you want to vote for your favorite singer, call 1-900, right? So that's very traditional. But now it's within the stream, click to poll, right? And there you go. Everything is within the stream.
Mm-hmm. A little bit undemocratic, I think. You pay to poll, but anyway, you know, it's about making money, so that's fine.
Yeah, so I think these are some use cases that we see from the different clients that we serve. Yeah, I think some of them has unique ways of monetization. Some have the traditional way of monetization. Yeah, but at the end of the day, we serve as their technology partner, right? But these are use cases that we are seeing emerging during this period.
Gotcha. Let's talk about the technical side for a minute. So how does BeLive stack up in terms of latency? Speed.
So it depends on how extent the client would want to build their infrastructure. So we can go latency to as low as under a second, right? So we can go as low as under a second, and that's useful for clients who run auctions. Right, so that's in terms of the latency that we can support. So in terms of definition, we can support up to 8K definition. Yeah, so these are qualities of outputs that the stack, the technology stack, can support as of now. Yeah, so these are important because when you go to third party platforms, they tend to throttle your bandwidth, and they try to convert it back to 720p. Right, or 480p, depending on the bandwidth. So another unique feature about us is we are very much network adaptive, right? So the stack that we built helps you to navigate the different connectivity issues, So when you stream globally, there are some countries which don't have strong connectivity. You know, it could be a remote area where they don't support 5G, or some are even in the 3G zone. Yeah. So that stream tends to be a bit more adaptive to that part of the, you know, region or that part of country. So people don't lose that experience. They don't have buffers. They don't see the stream lagging. And these are experiences which are important to our client in terms of consumer experience.
Yeah. And actually, you know, you guys have your own, you know, very robust development team, and you guys go out and build these platforms, you know, customize them for each of your clients there. So you're tailoring the technical specifications as well, just optimizing it there. Can you walk us through maybe, you know, start to finish? If say I have a company and I want my own, you know, live streaming platform through Be Live Technologies, what is the process that we go through to get that set up?
Right. So usually we'll go on a discovery phase with the client. We understand their needs, what they intend to use the live stream for. So when we speak to them, they will probably have some idea, right? So they have some idea of what they're going to use live streaming for, whether it's for shopping. But most of the time when we go on a discovery phase, it's not just to assess the current needs, but we share with them the possibilities of what they can achieve, right, at the end of the entire journey. So that gives them an overarching picture, a more macro view of what they can use with the current live streaming that they have, so that when we plan out the entire development journey, they know that this particular feature is available, right, in the event that they want to embark on it in the next subsequent phases. Yeah. So the discovery phase is very important. We need to know, you know, who they are targeting, you know, what kind of demographics, what kind of audiences they are expecting, what actually they want to do with the live streaming engine, because it's just a video player, right? But the more important thing that helps them is actually the interactive features, right? Yeah. So these are things which we will walk through with them, understand a bit about their needs, and that's when we will propose to them overarching technological infrastructure and architecture, so that they see at which point they can build which feature and how it will eventually turn out in the end. Yeah, so that's important for us as well as to the client. Yeah. So we spend quite a bit of time in the discovery phase. Yeah. So once we have settled with that, then the development takes place, and then they are good to launch after the development. So pretty straightforward. Most of the questions that we get from our clients is that they are unsure what the technology can do for them, right? So most of the time they will see other people who have done live streaming as a reference point, right? So, but a lot of times each business has their own unique value proposition, right? So that's when we understand that a bit better, and we will share with them good practices. We will share with them ideas on how they can actually structure their entire user experience on their platform. Yeah. So whether be it's on the web development or whether it's on app development or both, we are there to help them throughout this journey.
Gotcha. And in terms of the, like, the visualization aspect of the player, it's completely customized, right? So you guys completely customize the look and feel of the experience.
Correct. So everything is custom built to the branding guides, to the colors that they want, to even to the icons of the button, depending on what our clients want. So very, very highly customized. And that tend to appeal to a lot of clients because they don't want to look the same as others, right? Yeah. And if they were to stream on Facebook or they were to stream on third-party platforms, their brand don't come out visibly. They have to do what is available on these third-party platforms. So there's no customization on such platforms. But now, if they were to build their own, it's fully customizable to them.
Gotcha. And in terms of cloud management services, could you maybe explain a little bit what you guys offer there?
Right. So our cloud is based on AWS, right? So that's the primary cloud. So a lot of clients, they don't want to manage their infrastructure, right? Most of our clients don't want to manage their own infrastructure. That's when we'll build that infrastructure cloud for them to manage. So for the clients, that's when they'll engage us as the technology partner. We make sure that the infrastructure is secure and scalable, right? So to in the event that they have a surge of users coming in, we know that we can support all these different numbers or different traffic that's oncoming. Yeah. But primarily, we are very much cloud agnostic. If the client requests for AWS, there's AWS available. If the client wants to use, say, AliCloud, we also can support that kind of development for them.
Yeah. Gotcha. I'm looking at a couple highlights here from Q2. Could you talk about maybe Leica? That looks interesting there. What happened with Leica?
Right. So Leica is a social media platform based in the Philippines. They have about 3 million monthly active users. So their objective is really to rival Instagram. Right? Very uniquely local, of Philippines. So it's really a social media platform where users go on, post. And they have actually embedded the live commerce capabilities, something which Instagram do not have. Yeah, so that's an added advantage. So they are pretty much Instagram supercharged with live shopping. Yeah, so that's the position that they are angling themselves with. I think we've seen quite a bit of growth in live streaming technology, because I think for the audiences out there, live streaming is just not broadcasting content. It's really a way for businesses to engage their audience in real time. And really having a live video changes the entire experience, right? So especially in live commerce and live event, this is a good way to now transform the way content is being consumed, right? So a lot of times, like I mentioned previously, content is always one way, but we've seen a very huge shift in consumer behavior. They want to get involved. They want to be part of the content. They want to engage with the host. They want to engage with the artist that's streaming the content. And all these behaviors are becoming mainstream, right? So for businesses who want to embark on live streaming, we welcome to with open arms to speak to you, to advise, to share use cases on how you can actually leverage your live streaming and how you can transform your business to the next level. So we welcome that. And you know, now that we are in a situation where the world is facing a precedented, you know, COVID situation. So a lot of places are being constrained, right? Not only in terms of physical meetings, but also in terms of, you know, running events. We see a lot of events being canceled, but that shouldn't stop businesses, right? So we can still replicate and help you replicate the entire physical experience now virtually.
Great. I've been speaking with Latif Sim, Chief Strategy Officer at BeLive Technologies. Latif, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
And to find out more about BeLive Technology, you can go to tech.belive.sg. It's tech.belive.sg. Startup Vietnam is brought to you by Chikindo, which is the leading market entry company in Southeast Asia, providing a wide range of market entry services to 8 different countries in Asia. If you enjoyed the podcast and you want to listen to more, you can go to chikindo.vn/podcast. That's chikindo.vn/podcast.
Everything is ready. Let's go. Everything is strange and unusual in this new world. There's no support, no top, no bottom. Everything is weightless.